Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It's time now for Travel Thursday. Lots of travel is picking up, right? Going to travel internationally. You look at different countries' currency, the different value. And for most countries, the value of their currency constantly fluctuates depending on various economic or even geopolitical factors. It's the value of currency appreciates or depreciates, exchange rates, which is the price of one's country's currency in terms of another's, those change as well. So that's why researching the local currency and creating a budget that factors in currency exchange rates will help you avoid any potential hiccups when you're planning your next trip abroad. It's a good idea to minimize the amount of cash you travel with, but it's also important to always have some cash in hand in case of emergency. So before you go pack your bags and take that flight, what can you do to make sure you're at the winning end of currency exchanges? How can you ensure you get a better deal in that sense? On the line with me is Surendra Chapalot, Global Head of Product, Cards and Wise Platform for Wise. Surendra, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. How are you doing, Edward?
Very good, sir. And I appreciate this conversation because I myself am planning a bit of travel. But I guess to start us off, could you tell us a little bit more about Wise? I think it was previously called TransferWise, right?
Yes, that's correct. We were called TransferWise up until a year ago, and we're now called Wise. So Wise is a global fintech company which helps people manage their monies internationally. Our mission is to help save people money whenever they're exchanging money, whenever they're spending money abroad in different currencies, or whenever they are holding money in multiple different currencies with a Wise account. We've been in Singapore for now 6 years, and we've now issued multi-currency debit cards across the world in 40-plus markets to a couple of million customers. And beyond that, we have about 11 million customers around the world.
Very nice. So let's talk a little bit about swiping on the trip. First, it's convenient. And then you have some countries like Amsterdam that do that to prevent whatever criminal activity. It's just a little bit easier, right? But what are some things that we should take note of before we blindly go swiping our cards overseas?
Yeah, so I think the number one thing, whenever you're using your bank-issued card globally or when you're traveling overseas, is what fees are you paying on top of the price of the items that you're purchasing. Mm. These fees can rack up very quickly, right? And the worst bit of it all is that these fees are not at all transparently displayed whenever you're trying to use the card. It's only later on that you realize that I was hit by a foreign transaction fee of 3.5% odd. And then it's only later that you realize that, oh, you hit by exchange rate, which is much worse than what the real exchange rate was on Google. So I think that's the key bit. I'm myself traveling right now, and I've been kind of noticing this, you know, between using my Wise debit card and a bank-issued card, you know, you end up losing anywhere between 3% to 7% on a transaction. And say if you end up spending $1,000, even if you're just spending $1,000 on a trip abroad, you're losing up to $70 on that trip for no reason whatsoever, no gain whatsoever. So this is, I would say, the number one thing to be mindful of, especially when you're traveling.
You know, I've been a victim of that, and not once, but several times. I have to admit, is it really a case of these fees are not transparently put up, or it's just that we don't do enough research or we take it for granted?
I think it's a mix of both, right? Like, number one thing is that these fees are not at all transparent to the customers. Most customers don't even see this when it happens. They don't realize the difference between the rate on Google and the rate that their bank gives them. And then there's another factor, which is the dynamic currency conversion, which is even more, you know, hidden away from customers. So you end up spending, this allows essentially bank-issued cards to charge you in Singapore dollars and convert at a rate which is much worse than, you know, it would have otherwise happened. I think so it's a mix of both. So one is obviously consumers should be educating themselves, like what are these fees, first of all. Yeah. And then second, which are the banks or other institutions that are transparent with these fees and are telling you upfront about how you're going to be charged when you're spending abroad.
Yeah, a great point that you bring up there. I do wonder though, I mean, you mentioned a Wise debit card. I heard you mention that in passing. Yep. Is that one of the ways that I can avoid such charges? What would you recommend?
Exactly. So I would recommend that using a multi-currency debit card versus a conventional bank card. Even with a multi-currency debit card, I would recommend using, you know, a card which is transparent about their fees. So with a Wise debit card, for instance, we'll always charge you the rate that is on Google. So if you are, say, in Thailand, you can Google what one SGD worth in Thailand, you'll get a rate. That's the rate we are going to charge you. And we charge a small transparency on top of it. That fee is usually between 0.3% to 1% in case of slightly less frequent use currencies, but usually it's towards the range of 0.3% to 0.5%. And this fee is always transparently shown to customers that, hey, on this transaction, you're going to be charged X amount of money as a fee,
right, and then
this is the exchange rate that you're going to get, which is the exchange rate we'll see in Google.
So
the second bit that we...
So how do those work? Yeah. Do I have to... Because I've heard of such cards where you have to top up certain amount of money inside the card ahead of time, right?
Exactly. So that's the advantage of the Wise debit card. You don't need to think about all of that, of topping up in different currencies or converting before you spend. You can just top up the card with Singapore dollars, and the card does the smart calculation behind the scenes. Like it does the calculation at the time of spending. So you're also not left with like residuals. Like in with a lot of other multi-currency cards, you have to convert beforehand. And then when your trip is done, you're left with £1 or like €1 or a few cents of different currencies in your account. With a Wise debit card, all of this happens on the fly. So even if you don't convert before traveling, the transaction would go through and we would still charge you the mid-market exchange rate, and you're not left with any of these residual amounts in your account, which you'll probably not end up using for years after.
And I'm assuming there's an app to go along with it, which makes it a lot more convenient.
Yes, absolutely. So the app allows you to, top up the card. If you want to convert beforehand, you're free to do that as well.
Sure.
There are a few other features on the app which are very handy, especially when you're traveling. For instance, if you want to freeze your card, if you lose your card anywhere while traveling, you don't have to call up any phone number or anything to freeze your card. You can log into the app, click a button, and the card will be frozen. And say if you find it back, let's say it is hidden in your luggage somewhere, and you find your card again, can go back to the app and unfreeze the card. The app also allows you to create digital cards, which are very easy to use, and you can use and throw them if you want, basically cancel them if you want, and add it to Google Pay, Apple Pay, and use them when you're traveling. And then once you're done, you can basically switch them off and go back to your physical debit card that comes with the account.
Wow, that sounds really convenient. I want to talk about holding on to cash while traveling. And this is something that really makes me feel very uneasy. And how much is enough? Because you still need some spare, and I just prefer everything on my card because you got the apps to go along with it, right? What are your thoughts on it? And I mean, do you have any best practices in that sense?
I think that's the conundrum as well, especially if you're traveling in Southeast Asia where cash is still useful at times. So I think the number one tip I can give people is never exchange your cash last minute at the airport. Those are the places where you probably get the worst exchange rate. You end up losing anywhere, again, from 7 to 10% at those places. So if you want to take cash, plan ahead. Do it at places, again, that give you a fairer exchange rate and a smaller fee.
Okay.
Second, you can again use a debit card like Wise, which allows you to withdraw cash once you're there at the place that you're traveling to. So very recently, I went to Thailand and I needed some cash. I could use my Wise debit card to withdraw at a local ATM. And again, when I'm withdrawing cash with a Wise debit card, I don't need to think about hidden fees or exchange rate markups or anything of that sort. I can withdraw up to $350 Singapore dollars worth of cash for no extra fees, just the exchange rate that you see on Google and a small fee on top. And that's it. Like, it made my life a lot more convenient and easy. But I was using the card every time that, I could use it easily. Whereas if I needed cash, I could again use the card and go to a local ATM and withdraw cash without worrying too much about if I'm going to be hit by any sneaky exchange rate markups or anything.
Yeah, actually, that sounds really convenient. I do want to touch on this other point that was brought up. Booking a ride-hailing service while you're abroad.
Yeah.
What's the best approach to that? I mean, do I use cash to pay? Because sometimes the apps are different, right? You can't link your debit card immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think there are two ways to do this. Either pay cash or link a multi-currency debit card like Wise with your ride-hailing apps.
Okay.
Again, because they're going to be charging you in the local currency. So again, if you're in Thailand, for instance, they're going to be charging in Thai baht. And any bank-issued card, again, you'll end up paying 3 to 7% more. And again, all of those things add up. So I would again recommend using straight-up cash or a multi-currency card like Wise.
All right, very useful tips this morning. And definitely some that I'm going to take note of because I'm planning a trip myself. Been speaking with Surendra Champlot, who is Global Head of Product, Cards and Wise Platform for Wise. Surendra, really appreciate your time this morning. You take care and stay safe.
Thank you so much. Have a good day, Elliot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.